You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Seeking advice is a highly versatile strategy for getting the people part at work right. Why did I become an executive coach? I saw lots of great people fail to get ahead at work, while their much less talented peers blew right past them. That made me furious, but also curious. What were great people getting wrong? It came down to helping them re-examine what drove success and then helping them make critical shifts, one hard truth at a time.
Feel like you're doing everything you were told, but you're not moving ahead at work nor having the impact you seek? Then welcome to 97% Effective with Michael Winderoth, where we skip feel-good, happy talk and engage experts in pointed conversations about what it really takes to move the needle at work and your career. So if you feel stalled or frustrated, or seek that extra edge as you move to the next level, then look no further. This is the Hard Truths Playbook you never got.
Hi, I'm Michael Winderoth, and you're listening to 97% Effective. The hard truth that's preventing you from getting stuff done and getting promoted. You're getting overlooked by busy executives, including your own boss. You're ignored when trying to network. And you're having difficulty building bridges with someone, a peer, you don't get along with. Everyone tells you, go build a relationship. But what does that mean? Where do you start? And more importantly, how can you build relationships with people way up the chain or people you don't like? How do you do that efficiently and effectively? If you face any of those challenges, today's brief episode is for you because I'm sharing the one word, the one strategy that has opened the most doors and deepened the most relationships for clients I have coached. Why is it important to open doors and build relationships? Well, two reasons. First, quite simply, great performance, as we know on the show, does not always speak for itself. And secondly, organizations are run by people, making it essential we have strong relationships, and we learn to work with people who we may not see eye to eye with. In today's brief episode, we're going to look at how to overcome relationship challenges to advance your work and career by taking a different approach. And that approach is seek advice. I know, seek advice from an adversary feels counterintuitive. Hear me out. If you take away nothing else from this episode, remember that one phrase, seek advice. In this episode, I'm going to do three things. First, share how seeking advice will benefit you. Second, provide four concrete examples of how clients have sought advice in diverse situations and how that's helped them. And third, end with three common mistakes to avoid when deploying the strategy. First, how seeking advice will benefit you. I know, as I said at the beginning, seeking advice feels counterintuitive, as many of us feel that asking for help or feedback makes us look weak or worse, incompetent. But strategically seeking advice, a subtle but important shift and how you ask for input or engage others can make you look more competent. So here are four diverse situations where seeking advice will open doors, get people on your side, and strengthen your relationships. So those four situations, and the names here of my clients have been changed. Situation number one, when you're seeking a mentor or sponsor. Compare, let's catch up for coffee, or the very commonly used, I want to pick your brain, with a more well-crafted approach used by Sam, a client, an associate in a consulting firm, to meet up with a partner. Sam said, I've been impressed by your poise and delivery, particularly leading our engagement with a telecom client. Others follow and respect you. I would really value your advice on how I can develop that same skill at this key inflection point in my career. The partner felt honored by being asked for their advice, not only agreed to meet and provide Sam advice, but also ended up coaching her. By seeking advice, key takeaway here, Sam tapped into the power of liking. We help those who we like, and we like those who are similar to us or make us feel good about ourselves. We also attribute more credibility to those who make us feel good about ourselves or flatter us. So asking for advice, as Sam did, compared to, say, asking for feedback, got the partner to empathize and take Sam's perspective, and also made the partner more likely to become an advocate for Sam. Scenario number two, seek advice when you're seeking a promotion. Telling your boss you want a promotion often feels to many of us very self-serving. And the typical approach is to ask for feedback or elaborate why you deserve being promoted. Now, it is important to be assertive, and artfully ask for feedback is incredibly useful. But a smarter and savvier approach is to ask your boss, particularly early on, for his or her advice on how to get promoted. Dave, senior director, aiming for a leadership role, a more senior leadership role, told his boss, I'm keen to keep growing and get promoted to lead the entire group. I'd value your advice on the most compelling ways to do that. By seeking advice, Dave made his boss aware of his aspiration. That was first and foremost and very important. But more importantly, he received valuable information from his boss on what his boss saw as most important, getting the perspective of the boss. And later, having shared recommendations on how to rise, providing advice, his boss became less likely to contradict himself when Dave followed that very advice, as we tend to stay consistent with our own recommendations. So seeking advice on getting the path to promotion was incredibly useful for bringing his boss into the fold, knowing his aspirations and understanding what would be the mechanisms to best do that.
You've been listening to 97% Effective with your host, executive coach, Michael Winderoth. If this interview is making you think, make sure to share it with a friend. Now, back to our interview.
Situation number three, seek advice when you're seeking support for your initiative. Most of us speculate how others will react to a proposal, but it's clearly much better to know where they stand in advance. Jack, who worked in product development at a tech firm, sought out the marketing VP a week before a key meeting. This is what I often call with my clients, the meeting before the meeting. Jack said to Steve, that marketing VP, Steve, we've got a technical winner that I know will grow market share. Can I get your advice on the presentation to make sure the commercial opportunity stands out? The VP of marketing, Steve, agreed. They met together. What that did, seeking advice from that key stakeholder, built support and avoided surprises. Steve actually provided some input, key advice, that Jack took into account and folded into his proposal. So what was useful for Jack? Jack learned Steve's reaction in private in advance. And then he adjusted his approach based on that advice. Steve, the VP, felt honored that Jack came to him. And because he had a hand in shaping the proposal, he actually lent Jack his support in the meeting. Situation number four, seek advice when you want to convert an adversary into an ally. I know, the last thing you want is advice from someone you dislike. But building a bridge is often the first step to fixing a contentious relationship or a relationship you simply need to make work. Find a connection, even a small one, by identifying something the other person does well. And everyone, even those we clearly detest, do something well. And then seek their advice on that point. Take the example here of Alex, a marketing manager, whose boss paired her with the IT director to implement a software solution. Having butted heads with the director of IT in the past, Alex stepped back and invited that director for a coffee. And she said, "Will, I know we haven't seen eye to eye, but we have a common goal of a successful launch. You're incredibly skilled at managing finance. As we pitch this together, what's your advice on how we get the budget through?" Alex had a contentious relationship. She needed to establish trust. Seeking advice from Will brought the two together around a larger cause, framing the goal as us versus them and us succeeding. Now, they didn't become the best of friends, but Will took this olive branch, was somewhat flattered that Alex recognized some things that he did well, and even reciprocated. Because again, let's face it, sometimes you have no choice and must make difficult relationships work. In fact, Alex's boss wanted to test how the two future leaders work together. So those are four scenarios. The last part here is three small but common mistakes to avoid when seeking advice and deploying the strategy. Mistake number one, overdoing it. While we worry that others will see our compliments as contrived, it's actually quite hard to overdo flattery. The best approach is to be sincere. Focus on what the other person uniquely excels at. Be specific. Provide context on why you're asking them, and not just anyone, for their advice. That way, you'll prevent overdoing it. Second, advice is advice. Be wary of accepting everything that you're told. Sometimes the advice you receive may actually not be useful or effective in the particular context you're in. Be open to the fresh point of view. It is, after all, to open the relationship, but don't always follow it blindly. People, of course, come with their own baggage. They may speak from their personal experience. They may have their own self-interest in mind, or they may not have full background on your situation. So be wary of accepting everything you are advised to do. And the third small mistake is failing to plan for potential backlash. If you don't follow the advice you are given, some people, not all, may get offended, which may actually harm your relationship rather than deepen it, or it may lead to retaliation. Tread carefully if the person is an expert, has a huge ego, or would get upset knowing, if you're seeking advice from multiple people, that you're seeking advice also from others. Before approaching the person, look into the person's background. Think about how likely you are to accept their advice or how that person will react if you don't follow their recommendations. If you are worried, make it clear you're seeking the advice of others or ask for more general guidance, which gives you leeway in how you follow it. And if you don't follow it, maybe give them a heads up in advance as to why. In summary, seek advice. Four scenarios, three small pitfalls to avoid. Seeking advice is flattering. It opens doors, It helps people share their point of view, which you want to incorporate and understand. It even helps people to want to partner or support you. And of course, you're going to gain new knowledge. Seeking advice is a highly versatile strategy for getting the people part at work right and can make all the difference. So seek advice. See you next week on 97% Effective.
Thanks for listening to 97% Effective, where we skip happy talk and help you break through and ascend one hard truth at a time. Help others discover this show. Leave a review and rating wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you like what you heard, you can get free resources, including the first chapters of Michael's book, Get Promoted, on his website, www.changwinderoth.com. That's www.changwenderoth.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.